that was a great moment. You know, we all really enjoyed it. It was a lot of fun. You know, we relied on the defense a lot, and they came through for us big time. So, you know, it was good team football. And, you know, that's the kind of football we need to continue playing if we want to keep having success.
James, can you talk about wrestling in high school and how that has affected your football career, you know, post-high school?
You know, it's just, I think it's something that, you know, fuels the competitor inside of you. I think, you know, wrestling is one of the unique sports where there is no one else. It's just you on the mat. And, you know, being able to do that in high school, I think, just, you know, helped develop my competitiveness.
And your dad just said that wrestling is a sick sport. He doesn't understand why anyone wrestles. Do you think it impacted kind of your work ethic and your ability to just kind of kill your body?
Yeah, I think it's just wrestling. You know, if you look at our wrestlers here at the University of Iowa, you know, no one is a better picture of what it means to really embrace the grind and, you know, put your body through things for, you know, whatever reason. Because, you know, when you're losing in wrestling, it's not a lot of fun. And so, you know, what those guys do over in Carver is really, it's incredible. And they're a great role model for us to look at as what it means to be a competitor at the championship level.
Do you still go to meets in Carver?
Yeah, I do. I really enjoy watching them compete. You know, like I said, you're just talking about the, you know, ideal role model of what it means to be a true competitor.
Thanks.
Yeah. James, with Greg originally being from Pennsylvania and the chance to get his first career start against his hometown team, have you noticed a little more pep in his step this week?
You know, I don't know. Greg's kind of, you know, out there. He doesn't talk a whole lot. You know, he just kind of wants to go out and play hard. So I'm sure he's excited to play against, you know, a team in his home state. You know, a lot of guys are like that. You know, you always want to go back and beat the teams that, you know, where you're from. So I'm sure Greg's extremely excited to get out there and show what he can do.
Didn't get a chance to ask you this Saturday. What did it mean for you to be a part of your dad getting his 100th win at Iowa this past Saturday?
He's really emotional. You know, I'm really proud of him. You know, he's a great football coach, a great father, great human being. You know, he deserves all the credit. You know, he's done a great job keeping our team's focus where it needs to be. And, you know, his leadership from the top has been phenomenal this season. And now we need to continue to improve and follow his lead.
How much do you get the sense that with going up against Penn State and knowing that your brother Brian had a chance to work alongside a guy like Bill O'Brien in New England, how much does that maybe play into the preparation this week, just him maybe knowing some things?
You know, I don't know. I don't think there's a lot of mysteries in our two football teams. I know Coach O'Brien's a phenomenal coach, and, you know, Penn State has a real winner in him. But, you know, you watch both of us on tape. You know what we're going to do and what both teams are all about. And, you know, it should make for a great, exciting battle, you know, Saturday night.
When your father brought Bill in a couple years ago, what did you take from that? Anything about that?
Yeah, Coach O'Brien, he talked a lot about Tom Brady and his mentality he took to the practice field every day and how, you know, he was playing at that Super Bowl MVP level every day. And that was even back in the spring because that's when Coach O'Brien came in. So, you know what he's all about, consistency, and it starts on the practice field. So, like I said, I mean, when you have a leader like Coach O'Brien, I know that Penn State's going to come in Saturday night ready to go. And, you know, we're going to have a 60-minute battle on our hands, and we got to be prepared.
What was it like before the first overtime there? You see a lot of the younger guys on the team run up, jumping up and down the sidelines and just kind of feeling into it and just being energized about it. How does that maybe change the approach when you're going in, knowing that, okay, everybody's buying it?
Yeah, I think that just, you know, we had a group of guys that were excited and they were confident. And you're not going to win without some sort of confidence. And obviously, confidence is earned. And, you know, I think guys are starting to understand when we come out Tuesday and put together a couple good practices, you know, you go into the game feeling more confident and knowing that you're capable.